Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 8:50, and today is the final day of the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, and our pre-opening reports, in addition to other reports through the day, will be coming from there, and Dave Dickey is standing by at the site. Hi, Dave.
I indeed am, and good morning, Dan. It is a much more pleasant day than it was on either Tuesday or Wednesday, so if you haven't had an opportunity yet to come out to the Farm Progress Show, today would really be a good day to do so. Not quite as crowded as it has been the past 2 days either, so you'll be able to walk around very comfortably, and of course, conditions are also very good as well. Two big shows today when we have our agricultural outlook panels, the first this morning at 9, and then that here at the University of Illinois, 10 on West Progress and 3rd Street, and then we go at 11 o'clock to the AgriGold tent, that down the block at West Progress and 8th Street. Panelists for today's meeting. Meetings include Dan Zwicker of ADM, Ellen Dearden of AgriView, and Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. So we'll be talking about the markets in those two great meetings. Let's get into the markets and see what's going on today. USDA released its export sales report for the week ending August 18th this morning. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat, 45.3 this year. Corn, 6.8 this year, 56.4 next year. Soybeans, minus 3 this year and 14.8 next year. The Midwest direct hog markets are expected to trade mostly steady today, but there are still some weaker bids seen to start the day. Terminals are called steady to weak with tops from $42 to $44. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $42. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, August 29th, negotiated swine purchases were 17,154. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $55 to $66. The weighted average, $61.42, a loss of 81 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $42.97 to $52.50, the weighted average $49.69. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $11,275, the base price range $55.75 to $65.50, the weighted average $61.74, a loss of 41 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43.77 to $52.11, the weighted average $49.48. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather from the AM 580 studios is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, what a difference a day makes.
Does it feel better out there?
Oh, it's glorious.
And how's the crowd?
Crowd is a little bit less than it has been the last 2 days. So actually, if you haven't made plans for the day and you want to come out, you probably could zip right over, get right in, and enjoy the day and not have to stand in many lines today.
Well, I know, and I've been arriving at about 10:30 in the morning. There's been no traffic problems the last couple days, so it should be easy to get in, and the weather a lot better. So if it was too hot for you attending the show yesterday or Tuesday, today is definitely the best day, and I plan to get out there again about 10:30 this morning so that I'll be there for the 11 o'clock panel discussion in the AgriGold tent this morning, and we'll be doing the 12:35 weather and also the 2:32 weather at the tail end of the closing market report on the University of Illinois stage. And again, that's on West Prospect Avenue near the intersection with 3rd Progress Street. I notice all the street names have the word progress in them, so you can get a little tongue-tied. Basically, we're at West and 3rd is where the U of I tent is, the AgriGold tent at West and 8th. And we do expect sunshine throughout the day today. The temperature in the low 70s now will rise into the low 80s this afternoon. Yesterday, it got up to 99 degrees in Decatur. So some hot weather, to say the least. Some thunderstorms occurred during the last 24 hours in parts of the Midwest Corn Belt. The storms really erupted in central and southern Indiana and southern Illinois yesterday. Not 100% coverage in those areas, but there were some locally heavy rainfall amounts. And some places in southern portions of Illinois got their first significant rainfall in quite some time. But other areas were completely missed, and some places are going to go a week and a half to 2 weeks with no rain at all. Now, some of the rainfall totals yesterday that reached airport locations, looks like Findlay, Ohio, or I should say Lima, Ohio, about a half an inch, and over around Muncie, Indiana, 76 hundredths of an inch yesterday. And again, some areas between Lafayette and Terre Haute got some locally heavy rain, and south of there as well. Evansville, Indiana, only picked up 11 hundredths of an inch. So the pockets of heaviest rain were in between some of the rain gauges, the official airport rain gauges. And we're slowly getting some reports in this morning from other areas, and we'll update you a little bit later today on some of the rainfall that did indeed occur. But around the Champaign, Urbana, and Decatur areas, zero. But in Coles County, there was a strong cell that pushed eastward, another one that formed right on the Douglas-Edgar County line and moved across Edgar County. And we had some reports in from Park County and southern Vermilion County, Indiana, as well, with some locally heavy rain. As we look ahead, it's going to be dry. It's going to be dry across Illinois and Indiana through probably at least next Wednesday. Next chance of showers and thunderstorms coming in later next week. Temperatures here have turned a bit cooler. We're going to have cool nights, warm days. Temperatures will slowly warm up as we go through the holiday weekend. So we will be on the hot side, I think, next week, with high temperatures averaging close to 90 degrees in many areas. Overnight low temperatures coming back up into the 60s, and then maybe a little bit of a cool down toward the end of next week. But we have great early harvest weather coming up, and we also have great weather for the Farm Progress Show today. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at $6.95, down a quarter. Last trade up 20¾. At the Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 7.42 unchanged. Last trade up 23½. December, 7.60¾, up 2¼. Last trade up 23. September corn opened at 3.22¾ unchanged. Last trade up 3. December, 3.39¾, down a half. Last trade up 2½. July, 3.75¼ unchanged. Last trade down 1. September beans open at 8.59, up a half. Last trade up 6½. November, 8.74½, up a quarter. Last trade up 6¼. September soybean meal open at 2.35.50, up 50. Last trade up $2. September soybean oil open at 36.42, up 16. Last trade up 28. Joining us now from the University of Illinois tent, out here at the Farm Progress Show, is Ellen Dearden of AgReview out of Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Great to see you, Dave.
Great to see you, too. These export sales, pretty doggone good, both in wheat and corn, if you ask me.
Yeah, they were good. The corn numbers came in. Of course, we're heavily looking at new crop at 56.4 million bushels, 6.8 on the old. Kind of amazing to see that old crop sale. Beneficial rains really were further south. Main focus is going to be spreading. We've seen some active spreading against the wheat. Harvest pressure, though, right in front of us. The corn market's probably going to struggle, but still be up a penny and a half to four and a half cents at the opening.
And the wheat continues to amaze.
Oh, yeah, it sure does. The specs are just heavily long and getting longer. They remain very bullish. There's really not much fundamental change on anything to boost prices, so this is all pretty technical. But we'll be up somewhere between 20 cents on the old crop, probably be up 5 to 7 on the new crop. A little weaker basis on this rally, but certainly not anything that I would worry about.
And soybeans continue to rally?
Soybeans continue to rally. We did have a negative exports on the old crop, but really nice exports, 14.8 million on the new crop. We'll be up anywhere 3 to 8 cents today. One of the things I did notice, Dave, was that deliverable stocks are very adequate in the beans. So if we get a lot of deliveries posted tomorrow morning, we could see some pressure on this bean market.
Could see some deliveries in the corn, too, maybe 1,000 contracts or so.
Yeah, I think we could, although deliverable stocks are much tighter in the corn.
Turn your attention to the Merc. What are you seeing there today?
We're going to, I think, see a better cattle market today. Everybody's looking for a higher cash business. Futures will be up 10 to 50 points at the outset.
And in the lean hogs?
Hog futures, I think, are going to be mixed. Down 20, up 30 type of market. I think the cash market could end up being weaker on the day, even though your early call was steady.
We have about 30 seconds left. What one piece of advice would you have for grain hedgers?
Keep watching this wheat. If the wheat market should happen to fall apart, we're going to really have a lot of trouble with the corn and secondarily with the beans.
Do you look for it to go straight down when it does break?
I sure do.
Thank you much, Ellen. Ellen Dearden of Ag Review out of Moorton, Illinois. She'll be on the U of I stage in just a moment to talk more about the markets. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.